Podcasts from the Cochrane Library, the latest evidence for healthcare decision-making.
Hello, I'm David Tovey, Editor-in-Chief of the Cochrane Library.
Allergic rhinitis is a common health problem affecting 500 million people worldwide. An April 2012 Cochrane review examines the evidence for one possible treatment, Helminth therapy. Ashley Croft from the Surgeon General's Office in the UK describes what they found.
Helminths are worms that live in the gut and in other tissues of the body, where they are often symptomless. As well as occurring naturally, they can be given deliberately, and there is evidence from randomised studies that giving them, in carefully measured doses, to people with allergic or immune-mediated disease may cure or alleviate those diseases. We wanted to see if they would work in allergic rhinitis, and we found some promising results. The exact mechanisms by which Helminth therapy might help are still being worked out, but how it seems to happen is that helminths modulate, or retune, the immune system of their human hosts, so that the host stops being over-responsive to common allergens. In this way, helminths themselves avoid detection and destruction by the immune system. After a great deal of searching for this systematic review, we identified two randomised trials, and these showed that Helminth therapy is safe, although most people who take helminths will experience some adverse effects. These effects are relatively minor, for example, abdominal discomfort and flatulence, and also transient, and they didn't cause people to drop out of the trials. Our main positive finding was that people with allergic rhinitis who took helminths were less likely to have to take drugs as rescue medication during the grass pollen season, compared to those people who didn't take helminths. Overall, we consider that Helminth therapy does show promise as a treatment for allergic rhinitis, which is such a common problem and one worthy of much more research. These additional studies of Helminth therapy, including preclinical work, must be done in order to provide better evidence to help people making decisions around its use.
Full details of Ashley's review are available from the CochraneLibrary.com, which is where you'll also find updates of the review as more research accumulates.